There's a fascinating custom brought down in the Bear Hatev, which I'm not sure how many people follow. Yesterday we were discussing the various times in which Tachnun is not recited, because it's a Yom Tov of some sort, and we'll continue discussing that in a moment. But the Bear Hatev tells us that there are those that are Nohagin She'en Othin Kitnios, B'yamim She'en Nofon Apayim, that there's some people that they will not eat legumes or anything which is round during the time in which Tachnun is not said. And he says the reason. Nishum de damila velus hamis galgel, brought down by the Maharil, that some people during the times of mourning, they eat things which are round to represent, as the Gemara Bava Basra says, first of all, the circle of life, as well as the idea that just like it has no opening, so too a person who's an avelus does not really have the ability to speak because of the difficult times that they're going through. So the Bar Hatev says that because you're not resetting Tachnun for these days, which is obviously a Yom Tov, it's you may simcha, for a person to eat kidneys, some people actually refrain from doing that because that smacks upon looking like a velus, that you're actually mourning. So the Mechaber continues and gives us other times in which Tachnun is not recited because it's different holidays. He says as follows, Minhag Pashut, this is the custom that generally, straight across the board, Shalolipo al Pneihem B'chol Chodesh Nisan, that we do not recite Tachnun for the entire month of Nisan, V'lo B'tisha B'av, V'lo Bein Yom Kippur L'Sukkot, that between Yom Kippur and Sukkot we also will not recite Tachnun. V'lo Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Achash Shavuos. He says also, not from the beginning of the month of Sivan until after the holiday of Shavuos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that, quoting the words of the Magen Avraham, the Yishmin Komos, there are those customs, Nohagin Sholipol Kol HaShisha Yamim She'achash Shavuos. It's not just from the month of Sivan, the beginning thereof, until Shavuos, but even 6 days or so afterwards. We'll discuss exactly what that means in a second. Vimnei, the reason for this, why do we wait another 6 days? Or right? Vimnei, shekarbanu shel chag ha-shvuos, koyelhem tashlumin kol shiva. That's chag ha-shvuos. People would be oil regel, they'd go to Yerushalayim and bring karbanos. So there was such a din of tashlumin, that if a person doesn't bring certain sacrifices, you have a certain amount of time, you have the week to bring them, and therefore, because the karbanos could still be brought connected to the chag previously, therefore we do not say tachnun for that time. We mentioned at the end of yesterday that there are certain times in which the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber does not mention not resetting tachnun. One of them, which is not mentioned here because it's mentioned later on in Simen Reish Samach Zayin, is Erev Shabbos. That Erev Shabbos v'chatzos hayon ein omer tachnun. When it comes to Mincha, we don't say tachnun. Ekev kedushas haShabbos, because we're connecting already on Mincha time, moments or hours before Shabbos, so therefore it's not appropriate to focus on tachnun, which is something which is a lot more serious and could bring a person to sadness when a person is focused on the joy of Shabbos, the upcoming Shabbos. The Afni says, interestingly, that even an individual shibaones, completely by accident, ichar tefiloso shel shacharis ad karva chatzos lo yomer tachnun filosofayim im kvar higia chatzos hayom. The guy is davening shacharis and it's already past midday, whatever reason he's doing that. And at that point, even though, of course, we all say tachnun by shacharis Friday morning, but this person, his Friday morning shacharis has become a Friday afternoon shacharis, so he would not recite tachnun either. Then Piskei Tshuvos continues and says, "V'nachon l'tzayin kan hayomim shenohag kayom berov tfutzos Yisrael shlo lomer tachnun." It's also appropriate to mention other times which tachnun is not recited, and he says in parentheses, even though it's not found anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch, and many of the Achronim disagree with these opinions, and he brings some examples which are not found in the Shulchan Aruch, such as Yud-Dalad Iyar, Shehu Pesach Sheni, that there are those that did not recite Tachlil on the Pesach Sheni. Ve'esh Nohagin Gam B'tes Vav Iyar, also the day after, on the 15th. Ve'gam B'mincha Shalifnei Yud-Dalad Iyar, also on the day before Pesach Sheni, by Mincha time, also some do not recite Tachlil. He continues, Zayin Yomim Shachar Chag HaShvuos, the 7 days after Shavuos, which we brought down already in the Mishnah Berurah, Dahainu Eretz Yisrael Ad Yud Beis B'Sivan. In Eretz Yisrael, they wait until the 12th day of Sivan inclusive. V'chutz La'aretz Ad Yud Gimel Sivan. And the reason why, just to confuse us, why is the 12th day, the 13th year, is because, of course, we have an extra day of Shavuos. So that we who have Vav and Zion Sivan, so that Shavuos ends at the end of the 7th, so if you continue 6 days after the 7th day of of Sivan, so you get to Yud Gimel. On the other hand, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, where they have one day, in which it's Vav Sivan, they celebrate the 6th, so afterwards, 6 more days thereafter, is the 12th, inclusive. That's the reason why there's a difference between the 12th and the 3rd. And he continues, he says, B'yamim shalachar sukkos ad sova chodesh. Even though that's not what the Mechaber said, right? The Shulchan Aruch told us that there are those universally do not recite Tachlin from Yom Kippur until Sukkot, but some also from that point all the way until the end of Chodesh Tishrei. And it's brought down B'Shem Seder Hayom. He says the reason is that because the month begins with Inuyim, various afflictions, if you will, which is really connected to Yom Kippur, that we refrain from things. So since the beginning of the month has that focus, Yotze B'Simcha, we want to be able to counterbalance it with joy. B'Purim Katan B'Beis Hayomim, also when it comes to Purim Katan, which is Adar Aleph, which we have this year for 2 days, which is the 14th and the 15th, whether you're in Yerushalayim or outside, below the Mincha Shulchanah, as well as others do not recite Tachnun on the 15th day of Adar, in which falls out on Shabbos. We do not say Tachnun even on the 16th day of Adar, because it's considered to be Purim in Yerushalayim or other walled cities on the Sunday, even though it is the day after typically Shushan Purim. But he concludes as follows. He says, "V'hini matzinu kehilos shonos v'miksas kehilos l'hakel b'amiris tachnon bizmanim shoinim." We find throughout the year many different people have different kulos, different leniencies. They still say tachnon for this reason, that reason, even though it's not found anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh l'zaher v'lzalzel b'amiris tachnon. He says you shouldn't just say, oh great, if any opportunity not to say Tachnun, let's grab it, let's take it. A person should be careful not to be mezalzel, not to belittle and to make light of the reciting of Tachnun. Vein l'hakel el l'mi she'ech kabbalah b'yodom rabosa. A person should only refrain from saying Tachnun on those various days, which are not stipulated in the Shulchan Aruch, if that is your minha, that's your custom from your rabosaf. V'heichen she'en minhag, if it's not your custom, or she'en yodua ha-minhag, maybe you just don't know what your custom is, ein lo ha-kel, you're not supposed to go lenient, zulas v'yomim ha-farish v'shulchan aruch, v'yomim shizbar l'el v'sulo. If you do not know your custom, or if you think maybe the minhag is that you should say tachlin, then of course we are strict. You should not say you should certainly say tachlin, except for the various times which are stipulated clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, the sulo, and not any more than that.